At a time when Congress can't seem to agree on how the federal government should approach the nation's problems, the candidates for Congress in Illinois' new 13th district all say that the disagreement has gone too far.
I think it's obviously the case that we are stagnated by opposition.
That's independent candidate John Hartman.
And what we used to have in Washington, it was the country first and kind of my political orthodoxy or my party orthodoxy second. And we've developed norms now that are contrary to that.
On his campaign website, Hartman argues that political gridlock based on conflict between the two major parties keeps government from considering alternative solutions from independents like him. But Hartman's not the only candidate in the race complaining about gridlock.
I tell you, I agree that America's become too polarized.
That's Rodney Davis, the Republican candidate. He says he would compromise to get his ideas implemented.
You need somebody who's not just going to go out to Washington and vote the way that their party leaders tell them to. You need somebody who's going to go out there with ideas, with plans, like I have, and work with Democrats and Republicans.
In a similar vein, Democratic candidate David Gill says there's a desperate need for compromise in Congress in order to get anything done.
I might talk about Medicare for All being the solution that brings us far more health and far more wealth, but if I can't convince people of that overnight, then maybe I have to take half a loaf and see a public option, see the extension of Medicare to people 55 to 65, and let our businesses see the wealth that brings us by opening that up.
The three 13th district candidates share similar starting points when asked to define the essential work of government. Gill mentions a strong military and regulating such things as food safety. Davis lists a strong national defense and investing in infrastructure. Hartman emphasizes maintaining a sound justice system. He also prefers smaller government. Among the things Hartman would remove, tax credits.
I think that the tax credits that we provide are generally misplaced and reflect lobbying efforts in Washington. Basically, a tax credit is backdoor spending. Instead of sending a check to a company, you just say, well, you just send me a lesser check in your taxes.
David Gill has a list of things he thinks the federal government should not be involved with, including subsidies for oil and gas companies and the U.S. military presence in Afghanistan. But Gill says his Medicare for All proposal is just the thing that federal government should be doing to ensure wider access to health care, the same way that public schools ensure access to education.
You know, we don't disallow private education. There's still plenty of private schools out there. There can be private health insurance, but I think Uncle Sam can make available a more cost-effective alternative for people in those areas.
In contrast, Davis says Congress should turn away from a path that he says leads to government-run health care and remake the regulatory environment of the Obama administration, which he accuses of hindering job creation.
I intend to go in to Washington and look at every single regulatory issue, make sure that we keep America safe and provide that regulatory environment that we need, but also ensure that there's a cost-benefit analysis to where it doesn't impact America's ability to remain the country that we know it is.
The candidates' views on government's basic role in society provide background for their proposals on specific issues. It will be up to voters to choose which candidate best matches their own principles and which they think is most likely to live up to them once elected. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.